This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Monday, December 25th. God's word for you today is God with us. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." When you read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 9, you will think that Peter and John, if not celebrated, will be thanked for what they did for the lame man. Instead, they were caught and taken to the prison, and because it was late at night, they could not try them. The following day, the Jewish leaders came to Peter and John, trying to charge them to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 8 to 12 says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says, 'The stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.'" In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everywhere you have been rejected, you will become the cornerstone in the mighty name of Jesus. There is salvation in no one else. It is in the Bible, and I did not write it. God has given us no other name. There is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. I am sure that different names of great men, great religious leaders, even those who stated world religions, are coming to your mind even now. Yet, God says clearly that there is no other name under heaven apart from the name of Jesus that can save you. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says, "And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." This scripture highlights the purpose of Christ's coming and the purpose of Jesus' coming. The Bible says was for salvation, to save from sin. The number one problem of man is not poverty or whatever else you can think of. The number one problem of man is sin. And the Bible says that Jesus came to save us, to deliver us completely from our sins. How to access this deliverance from sin is through one word: repentance. Repentance can start with a confession and with admitting you have done wrong. However, repentance actually means a change in direction. Everyone that changes direction and calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Every single one. When we turn to Jesus in repentance, we find salvation, forgiveness, deliverance, and cleansing from our sins. No sin is too great or small. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "God with us and God in us, you deserve the highest praise. Emmanuel, I praise your name. The Redeemer of my soul, and you're the keeper of my heart. Amen."
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.